we live in the barn conversion behind Davanna. Diana's mother, Brenda, and Devon and Patricia and the two children live in Davanna farmhouse itself.
And does that have a bit of history?
Oh, it's got a lot of history. And in fact, Diana herself has written a pamphlet about 185 years of Methodist service there, which is a good little read, actually. She did a lot of research for that. But it's actually been 200 years now that the Griffiths have been at Davanna. We celebrated that. Was it last year now? I lose track of time. And before then, they moved all the way from Lambista. So they've been there for 200 years, and obviously being Methodist, they had the farmhouse kitchen with Methodist services there, and they weren't part of the, if you like, the estate church and the church in Wales in the village. They were somewhat separate from that. Davanna is interesting in that it is a listed building, and it's the former hunting lodge of the Fowlers, so the High Sheriff of Radnorshire, Richard Fowler, that spent at least some time there, although some of that history is disputed. But it is a very important building in Wales, being the first house built in Wales with a central wooden staircase. Broad Oak was, if you're talking about Broad Oak being the chapel, the Baptist,
not Methodist. That's right.
The reason I just, it's quite interesting because Kevin Pole, who gave land for Broad Oak and the Baptist to be built, and the manse and the church, which has now been pulled down, they were in fact also Methodists. So that's quite interesting, really. They were Methodists there, but they were in another hundred. So that side was the, if you like, the hundred of the Broad Oak, the Kevin Paul area, and this side was the Gollan area. So there were different areas, divisions. And of course, Davanna was outside of the Abbeycombe Here estate. It was part of the Severn estate. Its boundary with Llwynon formed the boundary between the two estates.